This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, February 1st. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Growing a large following on Twitter is something many users are striving for, but actually getting it can be tough. That's why when a men's fashion writer seemed to be appearing in everyone's feed, other users found it suspicious. And the user Derek Guy, well, he found it a bit weird too. On today's show, our Twitter reporter Alexa Course is here as we look at why this one account seemed to take off and what it tells us about Twitter's content strategy under Elon Musk. That's after these headlines. Kicking things off with earnings, Snapchat's parent company warned sales in the current quarter are likely to drop. Social media companies like Snap are navigating a tricky market as advertisers continue to pull back. Snap has been hit hard. Its share price plummeted last year and it laid off 20% of its staff. The company said sales in the current quarter have already declined around 7% from the same period last year and could be down as much as 10%. For the fourth quarter of 2022, year-over-year sales were mostly flat at $1.3 billion. That was in line with Wall Street expectations. Spotify reported strong user growth, but another quarterly loss, as the audio company spent heavily building out its podcast business. Last week, it laid off employees and restructured its top brass. On a call with analysts and investors Tuesday, CEO Daniel Ek doubled down on the podcast investment, but said Spotify is aiming to become a more efficient business this year.
In 2021, we said that 2022 would be an investment year, and it was. And in light of our recent news on cost and staff reductions, I'm sure some of you are wondering if we believe that that investment was a mistake. And the answer is no and yes. I still believe it was the right call to invest, and I would do it again.
Dow Jones, publisher of the Wall Street Journal, has a content partnership with Spotify's Gimlet Media Unit. As we've talked about on the show before, demand for semiconductors and smartphones has been sluggish. Samsung expects it to remain that way. On Tuesday, the South Korean tech giant reported a 69% drop in fourth quarter operating profit compared with a year earlier. The company said macroeconomic challenges and fears of a recession continue to hurt sales, but that a recovery could be possible in the second half of 2023. The startup behind the viral chatbot ChatGPT unveiled a tool for detecting text written by artificial intelligence. This comes as concern grows over the potential for AI programs to be abused by cheaters, spammers, and others. OpenAI said the tool was for spotting text generated by a range of AI programs, not just ChatGPT. But the tool has some significant limitations, as our reporter Sarah Needleman explains.
It correctly identified 26% of AI-written text as likely AI-written. It also said that its tool had false positives 9% of the time, in which it incorrectly labeled human-written text as AI-written text. So basically, OpenAI is saying that you could use it in combination with other methods you might use to detect between human and AI content, but using it alone, not such a good idea.
And the high-stakes rivalry between the U.S. and China over technology trade has taken some new steps. Both countries are considering export controls on key tech. The Biden administration is considering entirely cutting off Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei Technologies from U.S. suppliers, according to people familiar with the matter. The U.S. considers Huawei a national security risk because of its ties to Beijing, and in 2019 placed the company on a blacklist, which has prevented it from receiving certain advanced technologies, like the chips needed to enable 5G smartphones. If the Biden administration goes through with its plan, it would block Huawei from buying less advanced chips and other technology, too. Huawei declined to comment. Meanwhile, two Chinese ministries are considering adding advanced technology that are the building blocks of solar panels to an export control list. China controls nearly the entire global market for the parts, ingots, and wafers. And industry experts say the move could delay U.S. efforts to build up a domestic solar supply chain. The proposal is among dozens of potential revisions the Chinese government announced in late December. All right, coming up, a guy who writes about men's fashion is suddenly blowing up on Twitter. What does his rise tell us about the future of the platform? We'll discuss. That's after the break.
This podcast is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm you share something with. Listening. They take the time to understand you and your business so you get the best solution, not more noise. Start a conversation at gt.com.
Lately, Twitter users' For You feeds have been showing a lot of posts from one men's fashion commentator. It's not because the users all of a sudden care about streetwear and cowboy aesthetics. It's got to do with Twitter's algorithm and recent changes to it. So, what do these changes tell us about how owner Elon Musk is approaching content on the platform? Here now is WSJ Twitter reporter Alexa Kors. Hey, Alexa, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, can you tell me about this guy, Derek Guy, and his account?
Yeah, so Derek is a writer in California, and he writes about men's fashion. I mean, he gets into, like, his favorite Italian tailors, how to incorporate a cowboy look into your wardrobe. I mean, we are talking fashion here.
Okay, all right. Important things to know. It seems like this man's posts were suddenly everywhere on Twitter. How did he first realize that this was happening? And what has it meant for, you know, his follower count?
I talked to Derek, and he said that he first realized his posts had gone so popular when someone tweeted about it. They said, "Why is Twitter trying to make me follow the menswear guy?" And he's like, "What? I had no idea that all these people are getting introduced to my posts."
I wonder why this is happening. What do we know about it?
It's a mystery. We suspect it has to do with Twitter's algorithmic timeline, which is now known as the For You timeline.
Tell me a little bit about that. Is this something that's new since Musk purchased it? Does it predate him?
So Twitter's had an algorithmic timeline option for years. And basically what it means is you're not just seeing tweets from accounts you follow. Twitter will also suggest tweets it thinks you'll like, even if you're not necessarily following that account. So it's not new, but we know that Elon Musk and Twitter have been tinkering with the timeline and increasingly promoting it in recent weeks. He even said that one update included too many tweets from people users didn't follow, and they were going to work on fixing that. And so the speculation here is that Derek Guy has somehow been swept up into all the changes that are happening with the algorithmic timeline in the last few weeks.
How are users reacting to this tinkering and to seeing maybe people they consider random, like somewhere talking about menswear fashion, on their timeline?
There's been a lot of confusion and a lot of complaints. Some users say they like it better, but, you know, Twitter has certainly heard a lot of users complaining.
And are they reacting to it? I mean, he said they're tinkering with it, but have they specifically addressed any of the complaints?
Well, I asked the company about Derek's account specifically, and they didn't respond to a request for a comment. But we know from Elon himself, he tweeted recently that Twitter staff were in the office past midnight working on fixing recommendations.
You know, we talk a lot about what Musk's purchase of Twitter was going to mean for their content moderation policy. Does this tell us anything about his strategy or what we can expect for him on that front?
Yeah, I think this is a great example of just the emphasis on speed since Musk took over. Musk wants to move fast. He wants Twitter to try new things. Not all of those things are going to work or go well, and that seems to be what we're seeing here.
Do we know what to expect next in terms of the changes that he's going to be making?
I definitely don't want to predict. The company has continued promoting the algorithmic timeline, not as much as they were. They're making it easier for users to switch back and forth between recommendations and tweets just from people you follow.
So if I'm a user who doesn't want to be seeing this for you suggestions, what should I be doing to my Twitter account?
Right. You can just choose the following selection. You can also make lists where you can specifically choose an even more tailored set of accounts to follow.
Why are Musk and his team focusing at all on updating or making changes to the For You section?
Yeah, I mean, this makes sense for any social media company if it's a way to get users more engaged. I mean, think about TikTok. Their For You page is hugely popular because it offers these personalized suggestions that get people watching, staying on the app. That seems like that would be the hope here, too.
All right, that's our Twitter reporter, Alexa Kors. Thanks for joining us, Alexa.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.